Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and life on and off the mat. I am Jen Eads, a white belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu purple belt, obsessed with jujitsu. Even still.
Because we have been a little more off the mat lately than on the mat.
Yeah, kind of. Very different for me.
And we have a special guest today,
which I'm very excited about. So, Christian, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name's Christian. Christian Woodmansee. Yeah, I do jujitsu too. I dabble. I'm a jujitsu black belt. I am not doing as much jujitsu apparently as AJ is currently, but I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm super excited. I've known AJ for a long time. We're very close, as well as my manager slash her husband. So it's nice to kind of sit down, even though I'd prefer to do this face to face, but it's nice to kind of interact with you guys during this time. So I'm super excited to be here and I really appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Of course.
So, yeah, we're excited to have you
on. Yeah, absolutely. So like if somebody finds this podcast, you know, a couple of years from now, we are in the middle of the, you know, stay at home, stay safe, COVID, everything.
Hopefully the middle. I love this is halfway and then we're good to go. But yeah.
I'll make it if this is halfway.
Perfect.
We were, you know, like the original thought was we were hoping to be back by now, but I knew that that probably wasn't really going to happen.
So. Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for me, like we did mention, like I'm still on the mat quite a bit. We are teaching classes twice a day through Zoom with our students. And on the off time of that, I've been going through specifically all of Christian's instructionals. Most recently went through the 50-50 stuff, which I think might be my favorite.
Hey,
I really like that. Yeah. Nice.
Very happy to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was good. And I think part of that is like, I haven't really done a lot of leg attacks or anything. So, you know, it's been fun to kind of dive into that a little bit more, but I'd kind of like to hear from you, like how you're living through this right now with as far as jujitsu or not any jujitsu or what else going on with you?
I mean, some days I'm struggling, some days I'm great, you know. What's nice is the academy's really close, but I'm trying to really overreact with what's going on and I'm trying to make sure we're taking all like necessary precautions. So as much as I would like really love to train, it's tough because obviously Brandy doesn't train, so I can't be like, hey, you know, we're hunkering down together and we're quarantined together, so we can only train together, you know? So it's a little tough, but I did a webinar, like I think like 2 weeks ago, which was cool. It was fun. I felt like I was doing something of importance rather than just sitting around. But I've definitely been taking this time to kind of see the weaknesses that we currently have in the academy, see the weaknesses that I have as myself, as an individual, and try to use this time efficiently to kind of grow, you know? So I've been basically talking a lot with James and trying to figure out like a game plan for moving forward to where as a husband, as a father, and also as a leader for the academy, that if such a thing were to happen again, something that we couldn't predict, that I would still be able to lead, to be able to provide for my family financially, to be able to lead my students all over the world. So, you know, we're basically now trying to figure out the process and foundation of creating not just a traditional membership website, but something that's more unique, something that's higher quality than what's the run of the mill that's out there. And that's where a lot of energy is going. And I'm basically just every day talking to my affiliates and some of them are really scared. Some of them are not. It's just regular conversation, but I'm basically just keeping myself out there present for people that need someone to talk to and have some things to bounce off of. But other than that, I'm literally doing absolutely nothing. I'm not able to do any jujitsu and it's literally killing me. But you know, it's necessary. And I think that when we get back to it, we'll appreciate this a lot more. So I'm kind of just being as patient as I can.
Yeah. It's definitely tough because I think a lot of us identify as jujitsu, you know, like that becomes like who we are somehow, whether that's right or wrong, you know, like, but that, you know, I think that's very hard for people. And a lot of people do it for, you know, their mental health, like it's how they cope with things. So I think this is very hard on a lot of different levels. James is thriving through this. You know, different people take it different ways, but James is doing great. He has a lot of social anxiety anyway, which you wouldn't notice when he teaches, but you know, so him having to stay home and just teach with only me has been really good for him.
It's nice to hear that because it's like James is such a great leader, and to see like obviously he's also got a marriage, he's got an academy, he's got affiliates, and he's kind of like, even when I talk to him, he's not like laid back to the point where you're like, man, like, you know, there's a coronavirus thing going on. He's very like, hey man, like when I know, like when I'm not sure, I'm trying to figure it out. And he's very confident. He's very cool, calm, and collective. So it's nice to have him per se in a circle, you know, it's nice to be around him for that type of thing. But, yeah, I mean, it's great to see that he's kind of like, no, man, like, you know, and especially like, I know James never closes the academy ever, you know? so to know, like, he's like, the academy is closed, but we're still moving this together. We're still making sure everybody's growing. Like it's huge, you know, and it's definitely a great example for other people to look in and get inspiration from. So I'm jealous of you. I wish I could quarantine with you and James as well. And we could train and do classes, you know, but, it's great that you guys are not seeing everything and taking it in a negative way and kind of being positive and be like, hey, like, you know, let's play with the cards that we've got. So it's really great.
Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of goes back to, and I'm sure we've talked about it before, but with James getting shot and like having to kind of adapt through that, like we've always found a way to find the positive. Like you can't just let it break you down, and you just have to kind of like, all right, well, we're going to get through this. So let's not curl up in a ball. Yeah. Even if sometimes you want to, like, it's like, all right, well, we have to do this. And I know that James and you talked about the buffalo and the cows.
Yep. Man, he was like, it was funny. Cause like, obviously when I read text messages from certain people, I read it in their voice, you know?
So, yeah, of course.
so I'm visualizing James like right in front of me, talking to me, you know, like doing this thing, looking me in the eye. And I look at Brandy and I'm like, James just told me to basically just like get this done, you know, and like to be the person that I need to be. And she's like, well, what are you saying? I said it to her and she looked at me and she was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. You know, like James would definitely say that too. And I'm like, yeah. So it's nice to have James there. You know, he plays a vital role probably more than I acknowledge him for. And I let him know, you know, but, he's a great guy. Like, I don't know what I would do without him. So it's nice. It's nice to have him in all different times, but especially in this time, he's just like, if I text him, he's there. If we talk about something important, he's there. And he's also making jokes. So it's great. It's great.
Very funny. So would you like to tell the buffalo and cow story? Would you like me to? So that, cause I think our audience would like to hear that as well.
I would like to hear this. I think it would be best if you told it, because especially since it's like, you're the closest to the source of it. You know, like, I think you'll do it more justice than I will. Cause I'll go off track, but you should definitely tell the story.
I'll like pull up the text message. So, basically James was talking about that when a storm is coming, cows try to run away from the storm. So they end up being in the storm a lot longer because they're going in the same direction as the storm, where the buffalo will run at the storm, which means that they get through it a lot faster because they face it head on. So it was just kind of like a be the buffalo, don't be the cow. So yeah.
It's when you say it in his voice, it has so much deep meaning.
I know. I wish he were here.
It's so good. Yeah. I'm actually going to request after this, I'm going to say, can you verbally send me a voice message of explain the buffalo story? And I'm just going to kind of like always have it able to be clicked. But like when I read it in his voice, it means so much different than when I'm just like, oh, it's like goosebumps, you know? And it's like, be the buffalo, you know, it's my new thing from now on. I'm just going to awkwardly say be the buffalo and do something, you know.
We should have shirts made.
Be the buffalo. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Awesome. What I would kind of like to talk to you about too is for those people that are, you know, home by themselves, what's their best way to find some way to still do jujitsu or stay active or anything like that? Like, what is your advice to people? You know, like from the standpoint of like coaches, we know what we can do, but from somebody that, you know, a white belt, a blue belt that was kind of just really getting into jujitsu, what's their best course of action through all of this?
Yeah. I mean, I think the most important thing to focus on is like you want to stimulate yourself in many different ways, you know, and when you show up to class, you're kind of being led, you're being guided. So you don't have to challenge yourself as much because challenge is right there for you. You know, you're getting that verbal stimulation. People are talking to you. You're hearing the communication. You're witnessing something. You're getting the mental stimulation of growing, understanding what's going on. Then you're getting that physical attribute, you know, and right now, depending on each person, they're very limited with which one they can do, you know? So like, you got to kind of patch them all together. There's literally so much free content that's high quality that's out there, as long as you can identify what is high quality or not. But I would definitely, for anybody that's training or just trained or started, whatever it may be, to reach out to your instructor and say, hey, you know, give me some homework. What should I specifically be watching? Who do I know that the information is quality from? And stimulate your mind by just watching and understanding it and grasping it, you know? And if you have the ability to also ask some questions to that person showing the content or even your instructor, I think that's huge too. It's very beneficial. You know, you don't want to just kind of be in a dark room by yourself learning because it could be dangerous. But the physical part is what's challenging, you know? So if you're quarantined with someone that's willing to train with you, you know, if they've got the experience or not, you know, it's cool. Like I see a lot of people that are, my husband never trained and now I'm trying to do some Toriando passing and now we're both wearing gis, you know, like that's cool. It's beautiful, you know, and more kids with parents that didn't train and now the parents are jumping in, which is huge, you know, but I would tell people to obviously stay inside as much as they can, you know, and going outside is only absolutely necessary because we want to be really safe. But I mean, you just got to kind of do what's necessary. You want to keep everything in line. So if you're stimulating your mind, make sure you do your body push-ups, squats at a minimum, but whatever it may be. But if you've got the ability to have a loved one or someone in your house that you're quarantined with, and you can kind of be like, hey, you wear this gi top and I'll wear mine and let me do some weird stuff. Like by all means, I think it's a growing process in bonding, but I think it's important to reenact what exactly is taking place in class and trying to create that at home the best way you can, you know? So with everything that's out there right now, I think it's definitely easy as long as you're being guided. You definitely won't slip up at all. I hear people that are super engaged with Zoom classes and webinars and everything like that. And they're kind of like, even though I'm not there, I feel like I'm still growing, you know? And I think that's what you're trying to look to do.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting, like, you know, watching some of our students specifically, some of them are absolutely going to come out of this better than they were before. You know, watching them drill in the classes and they're paying so much attention because there aren't the distractions of, you know, all of their friends in class that they want to stop and talk to and watch and whatever. It's just them and their drilling partner or them by themselves, even kind of like thinking through the moves. And, but I really think that there are a few people that are absolutely coming out of this better than when they left.
I agree 100%, you know, and you definitely hear people, I think it's challenging. So not everybody experiences it, but you have a lot of people that either get injured or they just take time off for whatever reason that they do. And they come back better because the time they spent away from the mat, off the mat, they were still being efficient and they were still growing. They were acquiring that challenge and overcoming it, you know? So I think a lot of people kind of learn differently. So if someone can kind of like get in tune with how they learn and they can take advantage of that. I mean, we've got nothing but time, you know? So I know one of my students is just sitting there watching video after video and because he's a very good learner with just watching and adapting, just like, cool, I don't need to even drill it. I'm good to go. That kid will come back and he'll kill people, you know? And those type of people are going to thrive, you know? But the people that are kind of like, oh, I just like to roll. Learning is stupid. That technique doesn't work for me. Those people that don't have that ability to train now are going to come back and they're going to be, you know, a couple steps behind the other people because they were stimulating their minds, you know? So it's definitely likely. I think we're going to see a huge jump in people and you're going to be able to tell right away, like who was spending their time during this coronavirus thing, still putting in the work and who wasn't, you know? And in the end, it'll be nice to kind of use that comparison and show people like, hey, you don't need to be here to grow. And you know, like it's beneficial, but like, look at what's possible.
Absolutely. I plan to come back with a completely different game. Like
surprise everybody. Yeah. Wow. Where did that come from? Yes.
Right. I've been lifting like every day and then working primarily all either 50-50 or deep half stuff. So I'm going to come back with a total different jiu-jitsu.
Surprise would be great. Dye your hair, change your clothing, right? Wear different colored gis, show up, and then people are going to be like, what happened to you? And you're like, oh, I don't know. You know, like surprise. It'll be good. You know, I think that'd be great. And like I said, I think that's inspirational, you know, and like for you to the role that you have at the academy and like your leadership and people see that, they're going to be like, oh man, she's able to do it. I can do it. And then it brings the community together even more, you know? So I'm definitely excited to hear when we get back to things, like how you're like, hey, this is the work that I put in for the 2-ish months. And like, these are the results that I'm getting. That's huge. I'm looking forward to hearing that. I hope it's not 3 or 4 or 5 months, yeah. but you know, like, yeah.
My cardio is going to be garbage. Like rolling cardio, that's going to be real rough.
You're going to look great during drilling though, you know? Yeah, so you're going to, that's that trade-off. You got to see people like, wow, you look great. And then you train, you're just kind of like, well, I'm exhausted, but you looked great. That's all that matters.
One thing we've been doing, and this is a great suggestion for just our audience in general, if anybody has the ability to kind of gather their people, twice a week, we've been doing almost a solo drill, like workout class. And so I'm coming up with about 15 solo drills. And we're doing each thing for 1 minute and like, you know, we'll do four, we'll take a minute break. We'll do four, we'll take a minute break. And I think that's been, it's been good, like to get us all together. And then something that even if you don't have a partner, you can get some tough work in.
Oh, I've been seeing some very interesting solo drills that are coming out. People are using chairs. They're going downstairs or using teddy bears. I mean, like I think it's great, you know? And I think, like I said, I definitely think this time of having so much free time that like people are kind of like, for whatever reason, finding themselves like, oh, I've got to do this, you know? And it's like, I think it's great, you know? And I definitely see the opportunity. And like you're saying, like how you can actually see it with your students, how like it's pulling people together, right? Yeah. Like, hey, let's have 5 o'clock happy hour jujitsu style. And we're all going to get together and, you know, talk about and show what we've been working on. And like, all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I can definitely get my wife to let me do that to her. You know, I'm going to drill like that tomorrow, you know? And it's like, wow, you know? So it's a beautiful thing. I don't think anybody else other than the jiu-jitsu community is actually doing stuff like this, which makes us a little crazy, you know, but, that's what makes us unique, I guess. I don't think the baseball community is at home, you know, forcing their wife to hold a baseball bat and they're just throwing pitches at her, you know, but I guess we'll see what happens. But, I think it's a beautiful thing and it's great that you guys are doing it and you guys are interacting with your students so much.
Jen, have you talked Beth into putting on a gi for a second and letting you work the grip?
She did volunteer the other night to like, hey, you know, because I was cranky. I've been cranky.
Tough, man.
It is. Well, and I have been, I mean, this past week was the first time I even showed up to the solo drills because I've just basically been like on a Ross and Rachel size break from jiu-jitsu. Like, I'm on a break because I feel like I've got this time. So I'm going to try to get some things in place for my business and work. Yeah. So if I can tighten up some processes there, then when it is time to go back to the gym, I will hopefully be more consistent because it's not like, oh, I got to get this work stuff done. Like I'm trying to get some things off my plate right, so that I will be more focused when we are back together. That's kind of how I've been using this time. But because I've been a cranky little troll, because I haven't gotten to roll around with my people and work out all of that angst, she's like, do you need me to try to do this with you? Cause I will. So I appreciate, yeah, it's very nice and very sweet. And I'm like, no, we're not going to do
that's
that.
Hey, that's love. You know, that's amazing.
It
that's
is. Love.
It's a beautiful thing.
Depending on how long this goes, I may end up taking her
walking,
up.
Rocking around the house, itching your face and neck. And you're just like, all right, you got to put the gi on. You've got to do it today. You know, like it's great. You know, like I said, you see so many people that are kind of like, this isn't my thing, you know? And they're like, but it becomes a thing, you know? And it's great, you know? But yeah. It's great that like too, like it's to be able to hear you say like, I'm trying to compartmentalize and understand that when this thing is over, I want to be efficient in both of these areas. And I'm kind of like prioritize this now, you know? And it's like, it's a great thing, you know? It's great to see that you're being efficient, which is huge, you know? Because you could definitely be doing the opposite. Yeah. And it's great that you've got a support system at home that allows you to do that, you know, and it's you able to thrive with that. Like, hey, keep working hard in there, honey. When you're done, if you want to choke me, I'm here for you, you know? Like, right. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Yeah. I think she will make sure that I am on the Zoom calls just to try to work the crankiness out.
At some point in time, she might force you, right? Like, hey, enough is enough. Now you have to like put down the work. Let's go do jiu-jitsu, right? That would be great.
Right.
I'll be interested to see when things go back to whatever normal looks like, you know, like if the schools will like be flooded because everybody's mistraining so much or if everyone will be a little hesitant still. And like, or just even realizing like I wasn't training enough before, or maybe I was overtraining. Like, it'll just be interesting to see how it changes just attendance wise, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think it's kind of like, I think I actually, somebody asked me about this and it's kind of like that analogy of breaking up with a significant other, right? And then you break up and you're like, oh man, you kind of like don't know what you had until it's gone. And you're kind of like, oh, I could have brought flowers this night and I didn't. And like, I should have done this, right? And then like, if you could kind of time travel and go back, you would be that different person, right? And I think this is definitely going to amplify things. And the students that were committed are going to be even more committed. And the students that were questioning are going to be now be, you know, more involved. And you're going to see this kind of like habit of like, okay, never want to experience that again. And it's going to definitely, you know, notch things up. And I definitely, like you say, like, I don't know what normal is going to be. I hope it's not normal because that's how we got here to begin with, you know? Right. So I definitely hope that people take this time to really look inside and be like, what changes are we making when this thing is ready to be done and have that impact to just the community? I think it's going to be very positive, you know? So it's going to be good to see. And I think everybody's going to be, it'll be kind of like the January 1st thing, you know, like, oh, like, you know, New Year's resolution. But I think it's going to be a little bit more harder sticking because of how long this coronavirus thing is currently going on, how long it's going to go on for, you know? And
yeah.
Every day I have students annoying me to the point of like, well, when do you think we're going to start? I'm like, I had no idea.
No crystal ball here.
I had no idea. Like, okay, but when you do know, will you tell me? And I'm like,
of course.
Yes. Donald Trump will tell you too, you know, like we're all going to tell you. Okay. Like, just don't forget. I'm like, I won't, you know, see you there, you know? So people are ready, you know, and
yeah.
I hope it goes on for just long enough to where it's definitely a positive thing. And people are, you know, hey, I've done jiu-jitsu for 4 months. I'm done. Yeah. I hope it's positive enough to where people are kind of like, they feel that angst and are like, okay, cool. I appreciate what I've got. Let's do it. You know? So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. This is such a dumb statement, but the cartoon Robin Hood, and they say absent makes the heart grow fonder. And she replies, or forgetful. So it's mm-hmm. like, it's like a certain amount of time, you know, will we just absence makes the heart grow fonder. Like, hopefully we won't get to such a time where you're like, do I like jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. 100%. 100%. I don't want anybody coming back and saying they can't train because they don't fit in their gi.
Right.
I don't have any gis to wear. I'm like, oh man, this is going to be bad, you know? But like I said, I don't know how long it's going to be. It'd be great if we did know, you know, but I hope it's just the right amount of time. I hope it's not X amount of months. Then people are kind of like, man, I built my life around not training anymore now, you know? And like my habits.
I really don't think it'll be like that. I think as a whole, as a community, we're pretty.
Okay. Pretty yeah. In. Cause yeah. I get nervous. Cause I hear some.
I mean, there might be a couple people like that, but I think as a whole, our community is pretty in it.
We're very excited. Mm-hmm.
People. I miss my people.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and that's
community, right?
You got to just let these people know. And I think it's going to be great. Going to be great.
What has been the most positive surprise to you for the like stay at home stuff? What have you found that has been like a good benefit so far?
I've prided myself on like building this particular type of environment at my academy to where like I'm almost more proud of that than anything else. What type of people do we have? What is their character? You know, and they're like, to divulge deeply, the rent for my academy is $13,000 a month. And we have a very particular lifestyle in the academy where like, it's like it's a different type of academy. To know, I put a post out. I'm like, hey, we're closing class. I'm really sorry. You know, this is before the mandatory mandate, whatever you want to call the verbiage may be. And like, I didn't have any students that were like, hey, I can't be supportive, close my membership, I'm done training. I had people reaching out to me, one of my students, Matt, who pays in full once a year. And he literally goes, I've already paid in full. Is there anything else that I can do?
Yeah.
So to be able to see like in the moments of like when character is tested, to see that character being displayed, I have not had any students that have not blown my mind. And like, I already had this, I'm like, oh, you're a really good person. I already know. And then like, they step up beyond, I'm like, oh man, like I don't need to cry today. Like it's fine, you know, but to see how positive they are is great.
I'm 100% that sure that that's because of you and your character. The reason that, you know, one of the first interactions that we had with Christian, he came to stay at our house to film an instructional and do a seminar and stuff and teach some of our classes. And they moved James's surgery up during that time. And so Christian was helping me move furniture around the house to set James up for his surgery. And he just, you know, took over the classes and everything for James. And then at the same time, some of my best friends had their house catch on fire, and Christian and Brandy like went and bought a bunch of supplies for them and their kids, and they'd never met these people. So, you know, that character of the people at your school absolutely comes from your leadership.
Okay. Sure. You know, it's, I think it's like, it's important to kind of like display the character that you think is important in the world. And I do my best to kind of evolve and check myself like, hey, do you think this is right? Take a stand, you know, but I have people in my academy that, like I said, I mean, I've influenced them all differently, impacted them differently. And like, we've got a really, really good place. And I would love to take credit for it, but I definitely don't think it's me. You know, I think it's just like the fact of like, these are who these people are and I'm a part of their lives, which is great, you know, but I would say if I'm taking responsibility for their character, then they're equally as responsible for mine, you know?
And right. Like, yeah. I'm not saying huge. That you take responsibility for it, but it's like breeds like, right? Like,
Yeah. Understood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what's important, you know, and I try to be, you know, blunt and authentic with them and show them like, hey, like, you know, this is what's going on. And like, it's definitely, it's not that it's validating and I require it, but to literally be 2 o'clock in the morning, get a message from someone. And I'm like, man, you could be doing anything else with your time. What are you doing? They're like, oh, I just wanted to see if you needed anything. I'm like, kindly off, like, leave me alone. You know? There's so many people out there that are struggling. There's so many people that are not struggling in there, but just to see that display, like it's so moving. And like, I'm a proud pop, I guess you could say, you know, but I think it'll always surprise me. But like, you know, to see it firsthand in my own academy, like it's definitely be like, okay, cool. Like we're doing something right here. You know, like that's worth so much.
Absolutely. My next question is, what are you most looking forward to when you come back?
Oh man, I'm literally looking forward to destroying every single person that I train with. Not in like a mean way, but
right,
like,
of course not. Just
and it's not even angst of like, oh, I need to get this out of me. It's just that, you know, since I've been training jiu-jitsu literally from the beginning, my very first day, I've never taken off this kind of time, even when being injured, still on the mat, still training, still teaching, still competing, and like literally being forced to not do it. Is just building up this fire inside of me that like kind of started to dwindle, I guess, over a decade of training to where like it says like, hey, like you just need to be on the mat. I'm really looking for, I may not even teach class for the first week and I just show up and I'm like, we're here to train, let's go, you know, and just to kind of be present and kind of get back in the swing of things. But I'm just really looking forward to expressing myself on the mat in such a raw way that I can do without verbally expressing. I can just do it with my actions of training, probably crying because I'm sucking, crying because I made someone else suck, whatever it may be. But like, I'm just really looking forward to experiencing that because I just miss it so much, you know, and because I'm already going to the gym and I'm there and I kind of feel like that aura of like, oh, the energy is here, but no one's here to kind of like see it. You know, I just want to look around, just put on the clock and everybody's just kind of like, oh man, I just miss doing this. You know, I just want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anybody. I mean, you know, but.
I strongly
choke them, you know, and just make them tap. But yeah, I
feel the same. I'm like, I want to murder
everyone. Exactly. Light them up. Everybody can get it. You know, kids classes, like the kids are dead. Like they're
all done.
You know, like I can't wait. 5 o'clock. Like, you know, hey kids, welcome back from summer camp, you know, like, let's go, you know, like the parents are just going to be like, wow, you know, but it'll be a good time. Jen, what are you going to do when you get back your first day in class?
I'm going to die. And it will be the happiest death ever.
Nice. Are you visualizing how you're going to die? Is it you on bottom getting choked? Is it you?
It might just be me shrimping at this point, you know, just warming up. Basically, the way things are going, but I don't know. I feel like I've made the turn and I'm coming back to it. So it might be AJ that kills me. Who knows? Or maybe Risser. There's so many people that kill me.
Too many options.
So many options for my death. It might just be on a takedown. I don't know.
Shrimping into the oblivion of the unknown, right? Just shrimping down the mat, slowly going to your death, waiting for what's happening
right.
next.
That's
good. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
It's so cinematic, isn't it?
Oh man, you should definitely maybe you should consider recording it.
I think maybe
I
should.
First day back. Yeah. It's a viral YouTube video, probably.
Oh,
documentary.
Yeah. That's our Instagram.
Life story. After the corona. You know.
Yeah.
Great idea.
But it's a goal to still fit in my knee.
You see, I'm telling you, like, that's a major thing to think about. We're all there.
Well, I've been telling everyone, we've got geese for sale. So a geese size.
No excuse. No excuse. We've got a gee that will fit. Just show up. So good.
Very good. So typically we try to ask for an on the mat and an off the mat tip. I know on the mat tip is a little hard right now, but do you have either of those for the audience?
I would say on the mat, when people go, whenever, I mean, if, even if they're now they're on a mat, you know, whatever it may be, but just, you know, definitely always taking into consideration why you're there to begin with, what your goals are, you know, what we're trying, what you're trying to accomplish by stepping onto that mat, you know, and just being as clear as you can with yourself so you can get clear and communicate that with your support group, your instructors, your training partners. So you can achieve and accomplish whatever your, that goal is, you know? And I mean, that's now, it's later, it's last week, it's next month, you know? So, I mean, if your goal right now is just like, hey, I want to get on the mat. I just want to kind of have this, this way of getting out all this energy. And this is my, you know, my outlet, you know, and communicate that with your loved one. And I'm sure they'll be more than happy to support, you know? So, but when you get back to the academy and you get on the mat, if your goals change, it's important and you're responsible to let, you know, your instructor and your teammates know so they can best support you and keeping you in check of accomplishing that. So, I mean, that's the advice that I'd always give regardless of what's going on. I mean, as far as off the mat, I mean, it's kind of just, you know, attaching that kind of information to life, you know, and whether it's a goal in your marriage, a goal in business, whatever it may be, just making sure you're clear and you're showing up every single opportunity for that goal and involving others so they can be supportive and just, it's a team effort, you know, and can't be done alone. Be prepared to fail and using that failure successfully to kind of just move forward and grow. That's it.
That's great.
It's all right. But yeah, we'll see how it works.
This has been great. So you're only our, what, fourth guy on the podcast?
Yes. It's a beautiful thing.
We did a co-podcast with the guys from BJJ Campaign. We've had James on and then you. So
nice. Yeah. That's fulfilling, you know, especially, especially to hear that James was on before me and I could follow up behind him. That's a great thing.
Well, we appreciate you coming on very much. I can't wait to, my next one to dive into is your Omoplata one on BJJ Fanatic. So that's the only one of yours that I haven't, I mean, you can say watched, obviously I was in the room when you filmed it, but the only one I haven't gotten to dive into from the student standpoint. So that's next on my list.
If it helps, I haven't seen it either. I heard it's good. if you have any questions, let me know. But just, yeah, I mean, with diving in, it's, even James messaged me and he goes, hey, I'm doing this, I'm watching this. And I'm like, dude, like, yeah, I mean, it's great to hear. So like, if you got any thoughts, questions, I have nothing but free time. I can easily go to the academy and film something for you if you need something to be filmed.
Appreciate that.
Just keep diving in. Let me know if you need help. And looking forward to seeing your DPAF 50-50 and Omoplata game, apparently, you know. So. Have you guys done anything with the All My Favorite Things DVD since this obviously all connects us right now, right? So
yeah. So we did go through the, okay. So Rissa and I are going through all this together.
Okay.
we'll pretend we're quarantined together.
Got it.
So we did your De La Hiva and Reverse De La Hiva probably in the fall more. And then the Favorite Things since all of this has started. And it was funny because there was one sweep or something that we, the lasso one that we didn't quite get in the De La Hiva stuff. And then you did it in the Favorite Things and to the Omoplata. And we're like, okay, we kind of like it. And then you did it as a 50-50 entry. And we're like, oh, we like this a lot.
So there you go. Yeah.
Just like the, you know, the three it's times nice. You're like, all right, this is for us.
I think it's nice because you're so supportive and you're kind of like, I've seen all of, well, yeah. I mean, and you filmed most of them anyway too, but yeah. Like, the fact that you can see them all from a very outside point of view and then start to connect some dots that are, you can't actually connect unless you've seen them. Right. So it's kind of like this, like behind the scenes secret, you know, pathway thing that nobody can see. But, it means a lot to me that you're like, hey, we're using this time to learn this. Like, it's like, that's huge, you know? And especially cause you got James and James is telling me like, you know, maybe I'm going to film a 50-50 DVD now. And I was like, oh, competition. All right, let's see how this sets up. You know, so,
not competition, just extra.
Like, I know, just saying, yeah. busting his chops about it, you know? So it's like, to see that you guys are doing that, like, you know, it's great. And I think like, it's a thing, like there's just so much potential out there to learn things. And I'm even watching things that like, I normally wouldn't watch. And I'm kind of like, really? Like, is this, yeah, I can do that. Okay. Got it. Like, you know, and it's just like to see that, that people are doing that. It's great, you know, and I think it's, this is the best time for the instructional thing to go, you know? So it's,
absolutely.
It's great that you're doing that stuff. But like I said, if you need anything, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to help out however I can, you know?
I appreciate that. Thank you
very
much.
Of course.
Where can people connect with you and follow you on social media?
Oh, I mean, I'm most active. It depends on like what you want to see. So like I do my best to display my serious character on like Instagram. That's where like I'm like very, very blunt. I'm always, you know, like sharing my point of view and everything else like that. The quirky side of me, which is also brash, you see mostly on my Facebook. I don't really post that stuff as much because some people will be like, where did this come from, you know? But like I made a post yesterday on Facebook that I didn't make on Instagram that says like, you know, I had an inclination that I sucked before the coronavirus thing. I really think that I'm going to be bad afterwards, you know? So some people think that's funny and some people don't. But if I put that on Instagram, people kind of get that mixed message, you know? So Instagram, Facebook, I've got a fan page on Facebook, my regular page, but I'm very active on all of them. I literally respond to every single message that I get. But other than that, yeah, just Instagram and Facebook, just my name, Christian Woodmansey. No Twitter. I don't know how to use that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, other than that, like, I mean, that's it. So, I mean, probably could Google my phone number. I don't really know, but anywhere that you guys are is usually where I'm at. So like, it's the best way to find me is whatever is just, you know, easy for you.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
Of course. I appreciate you guys having me. It means a lot. It's nice to see your faces and hear your voice at the same time, you know, and I hope that you guys are both safe and healthy and you take this as positively and enjoy it as much as can. If you need anything, just let me know. But thank you for having me on.
Thanks.
Thank you. Go hug Grumpy and Nemi for me.
So that was fun.
That was a blast.
That was a good way to spend time, not technically on the mat, but still kind of sort of on the mat.
Right, right. Yeah, just, you know, I love talking about jiu-jitsu. I'm obsessed. So it's all parts of it, right? I want to talk about it. I want to watch videos on it. I want to do it, all of it.
I did start going down the video, like YouTube rabbit hole last night. Careful. I was like, oh, I have to stop. I have to, you know, do some things. But it's so easy because there's just so much.
Yeah, definitely. It's best if you decide like a specific position that you want to rabbit hole with.
Oh yeah.
Right? So we've literally looked up like almost everything ever put out on DPAF. Really, we've really dove into DPAF, into the deep end. but it's helpful if you kind of stick with a certain move that you want to dive into. That way it's just not all of jiu-jitsu and like you're just drowning in the flood.
Yeah, because it was a little overwhelming.
Yeah, so just try, like, I think it's fine to go down the rabbit hole a little bit, especially right now. Like that's mm-hmm. that's a good way to get some jiu-jitsu in your brain at least.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to be specific. You know, you can just think about passing or just think about sweeps and just, you know, focus on looking for either those hashtags on Instagram or, you know, those videos on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
That's great off the mat advice.
And there we have it. Or in my case, it's been on a yoga mat on the carpet. Yes.
Another tip for if you're doing drills on the carpet is don't wear a tank top. You'll be sad about it.
Oh yeah. That's a really good on the mat / off the mat / on the carpet tip.
Yeah. The other night when we were doing our solo drills, Valerie, one of our girls, was wearing a tank top and went and changed into a rash guard. She was like, getting rug burn.
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to be back in the same space with all of you guys.
I know. Same. Super, super same.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that will wrap up this episode.
Please share this episode with a friend. That's what helps us get the word out. We love your 5-star reviews, obviously, but what really helps us spread the word about the podcast is sharing it with a friend or sharing it on social media. You can tag us on Facebook or, you know, definitely connect with us. It's our group is Beauty and the Gi Gang and our page is Beauty and the Gi Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi Podcast. And I'm AJ Klingerman.
And I'm at Brassy Bra Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman everywhere. You can find me pretty easily.
Yeah, we are everywhere. That's for sure.
We are everywhere.
And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Beauty and the Gi on YouTube.
Yes. So I've been posting solo drills on there. We had a sound issue with a whole bunch that we had recorded. So I've got a couple of new ones recorded now and I'll be posting those here in the next couple of days. So yeah, so lots of solo drills on there. And as well, you know, you can listen to the podcast on there too. So,
and we will see you on the mat.